since 1988.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, you gotta love that dental profession. They're almost as dumb as, of course, generalization here, as the dietetic profession. They're telling now, according to the old media, let kids gorge on Halloween candy. Yeah, go ahead, Dennis, go get them. Of course, it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that they might see more patients if they were to do that. I'm going to talk about a safe way you can address the consumption of these so-called Halloween candies. Besides, don't do it! Well, that's part of it. This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we expect to hear from Mike Adams, my good friend, the Health Ranger. And we should have a lot of fun with that, talking about the Raw Milk Freedom Ride, the new generation of those who love liberty. The new generation of those who love liberty, the moms who are drinking raw real milk or providing that for their children. The Raw Milk Freedom Ride coming up November 1st. Stand by. We're going to get that information. Also, if you've been following this, if you get your email updates from naturalnews.com, and also I would say naturalnewsradio.com, if you haven't been there, that's my Monday through Friday show. In addition to our one day a week here with GCN, you can go to naturalnewsradio.com, enter your email address, and you'll be updated on a daily basis all the goings-on of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And many of these stories we cover throughout the week here, or we kick it off with our show here as well. So there's a lot of, let's call it positive bleed through in all of this. There's a continuity of the message here. The message of health freedom does not stop on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But the dunderheaded dentist, and of course, the dentists that I feature here on this show, of course, are not dunderheaded. They get it. They understand the dangers of mercury. They understand the dangers of fluoride, etc. But the ones covered in the old media, this story I have linked up at the robertscottbell.com website right now, let kids gorge on Halloween candy, according to the dentist. This dentist aren't hoping to make money, they say, on the inevitable windfall of rotting teeth. The fact is, if you're going to eat candy, gorging is far better for your teeth than rationing. Okay, I get it. They're like, oh, just eat it all at once. Who cares about the rest of your body, the health of your child? Just let them get it away. That way they won't have this slow, subtle decay over time by doing this every few hours for the next 10 years. And, of course, Halloween is the start of the flu season officially on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because that is the downturn of the health of children via the consumption of not only refined carbohydrates in mass with these simple sugars, but also the artificial sweeteners, the artificial colorings, the artificial flavorings, all of these synthetic toxic components that add to the burden of the body, that destroy the immune system, that destroy the healthy gut ecology by giving rise to the aberrant or pathogenic variety simply by feeding these non-foods, these synthetics and simple sugars, to an environment that is not designed to handle such high-level influx of any of these things. And so my perspective is, if you're going to have, take your kids out to do the Halloween thing and then they load up on the candy, find a dentist who will do the candy buyback programs, right? For every pound, they'll give your kid a few bucks, whatever. That's a safer way. And yes, there are organic candies, should you decide to go for them, that will not have artificial flavorings, artificial colorings, synthetic sweeteners, or even the refined sugars, that will have more of the whole plant-based sugars that are available, and others that may have xylitol or erythritol. And I'm not saying overindulge on anything here. I'm just giving you some other options, or even sweetened with stevia, which is a natural plant-based, zero-calorie, no-glycemic impact ability to make things sweet. I realize that the taste buds of children have been so warped, just like they were in my young life, that, you know, at first you might not like it. But, hey, my kids handle it because we've got, you know, organic sweet treats occasionally here at the Robert Scott Bell Show household, so to speak. But here's also what my strategy is. Because, you know, there are schools that will shut down the day after Halloween because of the violence. The increase in violence and aberrant behaviors. Why? Because you're hopping up these kids on these refined carbohydrates and other excitotoxins, additives, preservatives, flavorings, colorings, all of these things that trigger these aberrant neurological firing of the nervous system of these children. And so we would utilize the organic whole food, that is the form that is food grown, 100% food grown form of the glucose tolerance factor, chromium. This is a form of chromium that is not synthetic like chromium picolinate, which is binding the chromium to picolinic acid, a cellular metabolic waste product, or cellular poop. We're talking about real 100% food-grown chromium. And, you know, the other day, my kids were going to have a treat because they had to go to a birthday party. We made them an organic cake. We weren't going to, you know, if they're not going to do organic cake, we're going to make it. We're going to send it with them. The parents understand that with my kids. They still get their sweet treat. We're not denying them. We're not child abuse, Robert. You won't let them have any treats. Oh, quit your crying. I know grandmas and grandpas like to sometimes give them these bad things. But we give them some organic junk food, okay? I'm honest about this. But you know what we do? Made my kids, one's 6, one's 11. They chewed up a whole food, 100% food grown GTF chromium that I got from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, that little thing. Oh, they didn't like the taste. And I said, look, kids, if you're going to not want to taste it, just swallow it whole. Oh, they don't want to swallow it whole. So I chew them up. You got to deal with it. You want your cake, you're going to chew up the chromium. And they did. And, you know, even my kids, if they eat a lot of these sugary sweets, will have the aberrant aggressive behaviors. But none of that happened because the chromium was there that allowed them, that facilitated them, their ability to deal with these simple sugars. Okay, to deal with the sugars in a way that would not harm them and cause this glycemic plunge, this glycemic spike, and this glycemic sponge. Sponge, right? They're a glycemic sponge if you're feeding them sugar all the time. Hey, Tom, do we have Mike Adams on the line yet? If we don't, that's all right. Well, let me know when Mike calls in and we'll get him on board here as far as we got a lot to discuss. But the Halloween candy topic cannot be overemphasized here as we discuss a healthy way for your kids to deal with it. Now, another aspect of this, rather than pumping them full of fluoride, which increases the uptake of heavy metals from all sources, whether it be coming through food, water, or air, we want to eliminate the fluoride context or concept of preventing dental decay. And I would say, hey, do you have some xylitol mints, right? Our kids like chewing gum, maybe even some xylitol chewing gum, because xylitol will help to basically make it difficult for the adhesion, if you will, of these aberrant bacteria that are developing in the mouth, particularly when you're eating a lot of these sweets. So there's another sweet option for you. As far as this is the practical form of pre-Halloween show on the Robert Scott Bell Show. To, you know, if your kids are going to eat any sweet treats, again, I implore you, Get rid of the refined forms, the additives, preservative colorings, okay? But I know some of you will not, because you're just going, I can't hold my kid back from it. Okay, be a parent. Oh, I know I'm going to tick off a lot of the parents out there, but that's just what we're going to be willing to do here to save these children. But if you do eat these sweet treats, then you could follow up with like a xylitol-based mint to help clean their teeth. If you're not there with a toothbrush brushing it and cleaning it. And that, you know, the chewing gums, the xylitol will also help in that regard. So, again, another practical option for you as we move forward to get through, help these kids survive. Because one thing that is likely to happen with all of the aberrant behaviors is like you're more likely after Halloween to have your kid, you know, be brought in and say, hey, I think your kid needs to get on Ritalin because he's acting a little crazy. And as I remind you as well, with the aberrant intestinal flora that happens from eating these sweet treats like this at Halloween or afterwards, we start seeing the immune deficiency, the inflammation of the gut lining, and then, of course, the outbreaks of what they call influenza. And they blame the viruses, wrongly so, because it really is a toxicological assault, these candies, a refined sugar assault, the dropping of the immune system, the legitimate way that we can protect our children. And then we get into the issue of depression, following up on this. And there are like 11 new warning signs. Of course, they're pretty common sense and basic. And I've got them listed at the robertscottbell.com blog today at robertscottbell.com. But I'm not even going to go into them for now because we got Mike Adams on the line. But suffice it to say, following up on Halloween candy, if you see your kids depressed, it might more likely be hypoglycemia because you didn't understand the lack of chromium I talked about in these simple refined sugars. But right now, welcoming back to the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, it is the Health Ranger himself, Mike Adams.
Hello, Robert. Hey, how are you doing today? Great to join you.
Oh, Mike, it's great. I was just doing some preliminary prevention for the parents that want to send their kids out trick-or-treating and getting a lot of toxic poison candy, how to manage it, navigate it, and protect them. But we've got a lot more protection that has to happen even prior to that. The fact that the federal government doesn't want moms and dads feeding children raw, real milk.
Yeah, it's incredible. There is an event, as you have probably mentioned, coming up in just, what, 2 days now? 3 days?
Yeah, the 1st of November, coming up.
Yeah, two days. On Tuesday, Raw Milk Freedom Riders event, which is going to have moms, basically moms with kids, you know, buying milk and crossing state lines with that raw milk, which is a violation of FDA regulations. And they're going to be arriving in front of the FDA headquarters and then drinking that milk, sort of a Gandhi type of moment, a peaceful protest to sort of drink milk right in the faces of the FDA. And, of course, you know all about this, Robert, because you are going to be there for the ride.
Yes, and we are going to be embedded live, the Robert Scott Bell Show, in this Raw Milk Freedom Ride. And God willing, we've got the technology being set up, and it looks like we're going to be able to go forward with this. We've got some key sponsors, thanks to Mike for hooking us up with, for instance, Boku Superfoods has been a sponsor, supporter of this. HelpingAmerica.com is another one, as well as ElectricBody.com. And when we come back from this, we're not only going to talk more about the Raw Milk Freedom Ride with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, but also how the private sector, the First Amendment, the media can protect you and we don't in ways the FDA can never do. And we'll talk about that Adya Clarity controversy as well. Coming right back with that after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Rise! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, if I'm the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio, I don't know, what would that make Mike Adams, the health ranger of natural news in the world, and how he's impacting positively through the, you know, the First Amendment here in the United States and otherwise, getting the freedom to understand these things. Mike Adams, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, good to keep joining you, Robert. Always enjoy being on your show.
Well, it's amazing the work, and we're going to get into the idea of the First Amendment and the freedom of the press doing a job better than any regulatory agency could do in any realm, particularly in the dietary supplement realm momentarily. But I want to talk with you a little bit more about this raw milk freedom ride, because here's a classic case of civil disobedience, like, you know, you mentioned a Gandhi-like moment. We have warrior moms. I mean, literally, moms. Some are stay-at-home moms, some are, you know, out work, but they're saying enough is enough. We cannot have the federal government dictating to us what we can feed our own children.
Yeah, clearly. It's a great moment. I think, I mean, you're in a very privileged position, Robert, because you're going to be part of this history in the making. It's a big deal. And I want to give out the website. It's a non-commercial site for people to go to just follow this event. And that is rawmilkfreedomriders.com. And there's a little map on there, and there's instructions how you can join the caravan if you want. You can show up, bring your video camera, bring your recorders, be part of the history that's being made there. And then, hey, they can meet you and maybe be on your broadcast, because you're broadcasting live for the whole show. I mean, the whole event.
Yeah, it might be 4 or 5 hours of broadcasting. We're not sure. I mean, as long as we have the battery powered last or plus something to plug into, we're going to be working on that. We've got a great support team. I had Liz Reisig on the other day on Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio. We were talking about the event as well. And, you know, it's really exciting to see that the people, you know, because we've asked this question a lot, Mike, but you and I just talking about this. When is enough enough? When do the people say, I'm not taking this anymore? I mean, now you've crossed that line. And it looks like the moms will lead us.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I think they're very smart strategically to have moms and children and milk. I mean, you can't think of anything more innocent and more American. You know, if the FDA gets heavy-handed with a bunch of moms who are, by the way, they're going to be eating milk and cookies out there, which, as we know, is a terrible terrorist activity to pursue in America. How dare you do that? You know, gosh, even Santa Claus does that, and he flies through the sky. Well, I guess his reindeer do, but, I mean, it's also absurd, you know. But it's brilliant on their part to do this as a milk and cookie strategy because, of course, if the FDA comes out with their jackbooted thugs and they make arrests and they, God forbid, they taser or beat people, which I don't think they're going to do, but if they did, you know, it's over. It's over for the FDA.
Yeah.
I mean, the videos go viral. Congress gets a hold of it. Massive reforms. We should almost hope for that.
Yeah.
But of course, we don't want anybody to be hurt.
No, of course not. I mean, and, you know, we're going to be covering this. And I've talked to many of the people that are participating. There's going to be a whole group of great speakers there as well on the event. And, you know, like I said, these are literally sweet people, but they're stepping up and saying, look, the role of government is not to define for me what I can feed my child. And this idea that raw, real milk is a great danger, you know, belies the fact that what the Food and Drug Administration says is safe largely, you know, ends up killing hundreds of thousands of Americans every year in the guise of these so-called approved drugs.
Yeah, clearly the FDA has failed in its duty to the American people. You might say it has even betrayed the American people. It's clear the FDA is in bed with the drug companies. And yet it falls short on the real issues when there are safety concerns about foods. it falls short or does the wrong thing. It should be protecting Americans' freedoms to choose natural foods and while restricting the marketing of synthetic chemicals to Americans. I mean, why can drug companies advertise on television? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and even if we would say, okay, they maybe have a First Amendment protected right to do so, we would certainly insist on full disclosure. But, of course, the way they do full disclosure, Mike, I mean, we make parodies of it. You know, the side effects include death. You know, it's so fast, and yet they've got these imagery. It's like they dupe the kids that are watching these television shows. They go into their pediatrician with their moms and say, hey, can I have some Lunesta? I want some Butterfly.
Well, yeah, I mean, the main issue with the advertising there is that it's almost all fraudulent because they show these super healthy models, beautiful young men and women who are just sexy and healthy and glowing skin, and they say, oh, I'm taking this statin drug, where, you know, in reality, the people taking it are, they've got catheters coming out of their arms, their hair's falling out, their eyes are sunken in, they're in a hospital bed dying from, you know, liver disorder. I mean, it's so false that that itself is a form of fraud.
Yeah, my wife and I saw this movie that just came onto cable called Love and Other Drugs, and it was set in the era of 96, the time of Pfizer, this Pfizer drug rep, and they had a Merck drug rep, whatever, competing, and they had Zithromax that they were promoting, and then this was the time that Viagra came out. I mean, there's fascinating backstories through the fictionalized story as it was told. But now there's a story of Zithromax, an overdose of Zithromax on a baby in Brooklyn. I went to the New York Daily News where this story was linked, and it had literally been pulled. Now you have to go to blogs to find out what the old media is refusing to have up there on the front page, that these drugs are the things that are the most dangerous things killing our children. How many of these stories don't get told?
Oh, that's really interesting that they're going back and cleansing their own archives of reporting they did in the past. And so, isn't that what Winston did in 1984? I mean, wasn't that his job with the Ministry of Truth to
Yes.
rewrite the news?
Yeah, we're seeing evidence of that, but here we see the rise of the new media, which has started with the blogs, etc., has continued on with naturalnews.com, and of course Natural News Radio, which we do the Robert Scott Bell Show Monday through Friday, in addition to right here on Genesis Communications Network on Sundays. And so, there's always going to be somebody to attempt to pick up the slack, but as we see a ministry of information occurring in our midst here with the washing of the news, like a story like this of Zithromax, instead of looking at a child and saying, hey, aren't there ways we can address infection without having to resort to FDA drugs that can kill you?
Yeah, and of course there are lots of ways, and by the way, we are very fortunate that Genesis exists. You know, Ted Anderson and the ethics that he has there, resisting the buyouts and just standing firm on his principles and donating so much money to all these incredible causes and having hosts like you and Alex Jones and others, it's incredible. It makes me just feel inspired to be doing what I do at Natural News, because I know that there are others out there like you and Ted Anderson and Alex who are also similarly aligned with principles and ethics and mission. And of course, liberty underlying all that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big job, and we're not deluded into thinking that we can change the entire planet. Nor has anybody ever really done that, because this place is filled with all kinds of things. But to honestly cover the stories as we do as reporters as well as investigative journalists, and then report upon them so that the people can make a decision about how best to lead their lives, that's a high calling. It really is, and it's been lost to much of journalism. When we come back from this break, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, continues. We're going to talk about an incredible controversy in the supplement world related to a supplement that may have been marketed fraudulently. And we're going to show you how the First Amendment and journalism can protect the people better than the Food and Drug Administration. With Mike Adams, more on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. or human growth hormone support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not freedomtelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here. The free press. Yes, that is the First Amendment. How would it work if there really was a free press? Of course, you're listening to a realm by listening to GCN shows like the Robert Scott Bell Show, or listening during the week to Natural News Radio and the Robert Scott Bell Show there, and read Natural News. You'll find out what a free press is. It is not conflicted with pharmaceutical interest or government interest or otherwise, and it's able to tell a story you never see, read, or hear anywhere else. And for a long time, the people of America have bought this idea that if it's not in the regular news, the old media as we call it, the mainstream some still refer to it, that it isn't real. But quite the opposite. The truth and the facts are being revealed in the new media. Now, big controversial story, and here we got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joining us again, is about this dietary supplement evidently came from Japan that's been marketed and labeled in a very deceptive way. Mike Adams has covered this very intensely, and there's a lot of controversy surrounding it. We'll get into that. But this shows me, when Ron Paul calls for the abolition of the FDA, or at least a 40% reduction in the first year, it doesn't mean people are going to be dying, because if we had a free press, we could protect the people of America much more rapidly, efficiently than an FDA ever could. Mike Adams, thanks for being here.
Hey, good to be back with you, Robert.
So when I talk about it in terms of a free press, lead our listeners through this story as quickly as possible. I know it's very complex, but to understand how this is working out.
All right, well, it's pretty simple. I'll make it quick. A product called Audia Clarity was widely promoted across the net, across many websites, through a webinar that talked about removing fluoride and things like that. And by the way, there's no blame to those organizations that advertised it, just ran a banner ad. They were duped. They didn't know what I'm about to tell you. I didn't even know until a couple of days ago, and it took an investigation to uncover this. So no blame to those who advertised it. But what happened is we found out that this product is actually mined just a few miles from Fukushima, and it's a collection of metals and rocks out of the earth. To which sulfuric acid is added. So it's primarily made of sulfuric acid and iron and aluminum, which is a toxic brain poison in high doses. And iron is also extremely toxic in high doses. And it also contains magnesium, calcium, potassium, and so on. But those are in lesser quantities. Now, the label of this product intentionally did not list the aluminum content. So under the ingredients, it did not list sulfuric acid. And it did not list the aluminum concentration. Instead, it hid aluminum in the trace minerals section next to other heavy metals like cadmium and barium and things like that, which are a little scary. But at least those are in much lower amounts. So right here we have labeling deception, misleading people. And then on top of that, the product was marketed with really some of the most outrageous and unsubstantiated health claims that you could possibly imagine. Marketed as a way to treat arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, kidney stones, hormones, even cancer. And although I believe there are many natural products that can really help prevent and eliminate those conditions, there was absolutely no clinical evidence to back up this product for it, and it doesn't even make sense. I mean, would you treat cancer by swallowing metals? And sulfuric acid, it doesn't ring true. And then it was heavily promoted as a way to cure candida, which is, of course, is a fungal overload in the intestinal tract. Well, I pointed out that you can cure candida by drinking mercury, too, you know.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, if you throw toxic metals into the body, a lot of these things are not going to be happy, including candida, although the irony over long-term mercury exposure, candida sometimes grows to engulf the mercury molecule, so it may or may not work ultimately in the long haul. But still, the intoxication with these metals is stunning.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning. And I guess, for a correction, I mean, candida is really more of a yeast, isn't it?
In the yeast family. Listen, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to go more into this, and I want to help everybody understand what Mike Adams is talking about here. It ultimately is the role of a free press to question these things, to protect the public legitimately, and how he was able to do in 24 hours what it might take the FDA to do in 1 or 2 years. Stand by. That story and more coming up after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show at NationalNewsRadio.com. Please enter your email address there and say thanks to Mike for helping us get this message out. Now, 6 days a week, not just one day a week. And, Mike, you know, this story of Adia Clarity is amazing to me because I witnessed the free press in action here to protect the public. What you took 24 hours to uncover and then each day subsequently even more and more layers, the FDA couldn't do in 1 or 2 years unless they spent millions and millions and millions of dollars and hundreds if not thousands of man hours basically taken from taxpayers. And you've literally protected perhaps hundreds of thousands of millions that did not know this information.
Well, you're right. This is really a story about us in the natural health, the natural product industry, policing ourselves. Some people on the internet are calling me the new FDA, which I don't really appreciate that label, because I'm not. Obviously, all I'm trying to do is say the products that people promote in our industry need to be safe, because if we have people abusing the freedoms that we have now to make money off of products that might be dangerous, that are not substantiated, that are marketed with wild claims, completely unsubstantiated claims, then you can bet that there's a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington that would just love to take this and use it as a justification to crack down and say, that's it. No more online sales of any health products. You know, everything has to have a prescription now. All foods are now drugs. I mean, that's really what they want. And unfortunately, the situation just feeds right into that. So I'm trying to prevent that. I'm trying to send a message to Washington.
There's a willingness of the bureaucratic oligarchy, Mike, to allow a certain number of deaths or injuries so that they can strengthen their own, let's say, regulatory framework. You know, it's a horrific thing to say, but we must acknowledge this, that these, you know, whether they be wars or otherwise, they really will discard human life if it means more power for them.
Well, yeah, they clearly have an agenda of power. They want to grab more power, and they're out there looking for things just like this to latch onto. And they may yet use this issue. I don't know. I don't know what they're planning behind closed doors at the FDA or the FTC, for that matter.
Sure.
They may be on top of this issue right now, looking at it and scrutinizing it and seeing what the key players are going to do. For all I know, they may be preparing arrest warrants. You know, it's. And the people out there who have been involved in this, they need to get their heads on straight. They need to realize what they're doing and how dangerous that is to make those kinds of claims with a product like that. I mean, I get riled up about it because we want people to be safe, and there's so many great products in the industry, so much great nutrition and superfood that really can help you so much. It's just a shame to have that good name polluted by something like this.
Well, yeah, this is something the regulatory agencies could use against the entire industry, which is why, you know, the preemptive strike, so to speak, not to be an FDA, because I don't think of you or Natural News or what we do here as that anyway. But the point is, we look to see what could be harming the public, whether it be a drug or whether it be a supplement. And I think we're honor bound to speak these truths and bring out these facts. And in this way, we prove. And this is in my mind what Ron Paul has been saying for his entire political life, that the federal government is not the mechanism by which we can protect the public legitimately. Enforcing contracts or dealing with issues of fraud, okay, we acknowledge that's basic in the Constitution. But this whole federal Food and Drug Administration regulatory bureaucratic complex steals from the people and ends up being corrupted by the very industries it's supposed to regulate. And the dietary supplement industry has very little to do in regards to the power of the drug industry.
No, the idea that the government will protect you or that the government will save you is a false idea, and that's a dangerous idea. What's being demonstrated here is that really the free press, combined with just honest people who act with integrity, that is going to be a much better protection for you. I mean, like you said, it would have taken the FDA months and millions of dollars to do this investigation. I did it in 16 hours drinking a couple of chocolate smoothies.
I love the healthy way you decide to go about this. This is great.
Yeah, well, it's not over, by the way. There are documents coming out. There's stuff already in my possession I haven't made public yet that's going to close this whole thing within a matter of days. And people can watch that on naturalnews.com. By the way, I take no pleasure in being forced to cover this. It's ruining my weekend, frankly, to have to spend time on this. And it's just pathetic that I have to spend my time. I should be going after vaccine companies, you know, not having to police our own industry. It's pathetic. And, I'm not happy about it, but I feel like I got a duty to do this, to go out there and warn people about it. That's why I'm doing it. I should be outside, man. Yeah. Weather is nice. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Texas. I want to be outside, Robert. Why do I have to do this?
Yeah, darn it. Stand by. You're going to do a little bit more with me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Wrapping it up after this with Mike Adams. And, of course, really, liberty at stake here. Health freedom. Stay with us.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we've never been under the illusion that there haven't been, let's say, corruption within the dietary supplement industry, even though we know from the stats, from the government's own stats, that basically nobody is dying of dietary supplements. Does that mean that every supplement is awesome? No. But when one is found to be containing substances that we would not want to see in any substance, and even a drug, we have the obligation, at least here at the Robert Chad Bell Show, and of course Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, who joins me for another segment here at Natural News, have the obligation to speak openly, truthfully, and factually about it. And so, the recognition here is this is the freedom of the press that our founding fathers had envisioned. That a press that would be tenacious in its pursuit of these facts and the release of these facts so that the public would be protected from corruption or even great dangers, for which the bureaucratic oligarchy and the FDA is very slow to act on, and in some cases doesn't act on, and particularly with the drug industry, often turns a blind eye to. So, Mike Adams, I can hear your frustration in having to cover this within our own natural community, but it has to be done.
It absolutely has to be done. The integrity of our community, our industry, is very, very high. And one of the things that we often talk about is, how could so many people be scammed by vaccines, for example? How could they buy into that? How could all these doctors think that chemotherapy is good for you? Well, the answer to that is really found in our own industry as well. How could so many people have been hoodwinked by this? How could so many people have been literally ingesting large amounts of iron, aluminum, and sulfuric acid every day and think that it's healthy for them? We had people say, well, I'm taking this four times a day, and I have black stuff coming out of my ear. And I was told that is a detox of the heavy metals out of my brain. Now, come on.
You're
drinking high levels of iron. Do the math, right?
Exactly. You're literally bleeding it out through your ears at whatever mechanism your body has to throw these poisons out in an acute toxicity scenario. Now, for those that continue on past that, which they'll probably be encouraged to do with the misinformation, they'll end up going chronic, and that those metals will not detox. They will very rapidly increase, and that could be a life-threatening issue.
Well, it's not just life-threatening. I mean, you're right about that, but it's also that the side effects of aluminum toxicity are the very behaviors that we are witnessing among the deniers out there right now. Irritability, fits of anger, irrationality, and symptoms of insanity. That is what happens when you poison your brain with aluminum. And that's exactly what we're observing out there right now. So it's fascinating in one way because here I am laying out facts and presenting the factual findings, and I'm being attacked by people who are irrational, insane people because probably they've been poisoned. So
yeah.
You got to say, wow, you can't really talk to these people. You need to just sort of call a poison control center or something and send over a couple of doctors.
Yeah, some detox teams. I mean, chelation therapy for all the people on this thing, whatever.
Exactly, yeah, they need a detox. But I'm sure that after this all passes and everything comes out, there are going to be a lot of people who really thank us, thank me and thank you for covering this. They're going to say, wow, I did not realize what I was taking and how it might have been impacting me. So this is this is the role of the free press, man. This is why the free press really matters, because when we get onto an issue that we think is important, we can pursue it, and I don't have a boss to answer to, so I can just follow a story wherever it leads me.
Yeah, and this, by the way, all the stories are linked up at robertscottbell.com. Of course, if you're not already getting daily updates from naturalnews.com, please do so. And if you think that everybody knows about this, there are millions of people that have yet to become aware of these aspects of the new media. So please forward this out and put the information out there. This is how the transformation happens. And, of course, Mike, you and I were talking a little bit off the break about, you know, being attacked by the so-called natural community. You say, how would you speak out against one of our own, you know? But the point is, when it comes to the protection or the safety and the integrity, not only the people, but the public that might be deceived by this and then harmed by it, you know, you got to draw the line and say, listen, what am I in this for? You know, or do you compromise? And if you do, then everything that you work for is just lost.
Well, it's very clear. My ethics and integrity and what I act on. People that say, how could you attack someone in your own industry? What they're really saying is, why didn't you cover for these people and the deceptive labeling in your own industry? I'm not going to cover for anybody. You know, I'm not going to lie for anybody. If my own best friend is selling something that I think is harmful, I'm going to let them know, and I'm going to let the public know. And, you know, whether it's vaccines or dietary supplement, if it's not safe, you're in the crosshairs of the health ranger. I mean, you can bet on that fact, folks. I'm coming after you, man. I'm coming after you, because there's too much fraud out there. There's too much con artistry, quackery out there on everywhere, you know, big pharma included. But also there's some of it in the natural products industry. There's a bunch of crazy claims being made on certain products, and they're in my crosshairs, man.
Well, and think about it this way too, Mike. If you had not done this, and the FDA had, this would have been one of the greatest excuses they have, front page everywhere, to basically crack down and wipe out the remaining integrity of the supplement industry.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, if they do try to crack down on this, Natural News may very well be the one thing that says it's already been taken care of.
Yeah,
you didn't need to jump in because we're covering this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's going to happen on the FDA side. I wish I did know. I don't know. They do not have the best interests of public safety at heart. They'll just use this to further their agenda.
Well, yeah, that's the concern we all have. Yeah. But this is also why, Mike, that we're covering intensely via the freedom of the press, the Raw Milk Freedom Riders event, rawmilkfreedomriders.com, on Tuesday, November 1st. And I want to encourage, as we're wrapping up today's show with you, Mike, that they can listen live. The Robert Scott Bell Show will be reporting right from this event, and we'll get you all the news that you need to know about in ways that the old media is going to try to ignore.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about what we think is going to happen there, but I hear your music. Going to break?
Yep. No, well, that means we're out of time. That's how fast it goes.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to join you today, Robert.
That is what happens when the Health Ranger and Robert Scott Bell get together. You know, time warps. We go very quickly to get the message of health freedom out to the people of planet Earth. And I want to thank you, Mike. Thank you to everybody, Joan Shenton, as well as Liam Sheff. And reminding you, until tomorrow with Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show through NationalNewsRadio.com, it is that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.